James growled, an unexpected snarl of frustration and fury in the back of his throat. Catherine feared for a moment that the man might leap forward, that he might actually wrap his hands around her throat. That would be a change of pace. Jimmy had always been so sloppy with his rage. His father, on the other hand, was cold.
"James, darling," Marianne was whispering, "is she getting Nathan? You said it wouldn't happen. How can that happen?"
James put his arms around his shaking wife. He pressed her against him, comforting her with one hand, even as he continued to give Catherine a dark, angry stare.
"This isn't over," he said clearly.
"It is today." Dr. Gerritsen had had enough of the family drama. The doctor was already gesturing Catherine back inside the curtained-off space.
"I'm sorry, Judge Gagnon, but there is nothing I can legally do to stop Mrs. Gagnon from signing out her son. If circumstances change, I'll be happy to help you. But until then..."
Dr. Gerritsen shrugged. Catherine ducked around his arm. She didn't bother to flash James a triumphant smile over her shoulder. She didn't dare look at Marianne's grieving face. She simply bundled Nathan up in his coat and got the hell out of there. Nathan was silent for the ride home. He sat in the back of the car in his car seat, his right hand clutching the shoulder strap.
End of disc 5.